Now, the issue of drinking water has been on the table since the floods made an impact earlier this week, and keeping us informed of the progress of the Water Corporation, rather, has been Hugh Lavery, and he's been doing a fantastic job. Hugh, will there be enough drinking water to see everyone in Carnarvon and the Gascoyne to get people through Christmas?
Thanks, Jan. Yes, there will. As I said earlier today, that I'm a lot happier this evening than I was this morning and correspondingly the night before. But we've got safe drinking water. We've been able to maintain that throughout, which has been good. And look, we're really grateful to the community and certainly SES and FISA and Horizon Power for, and a whole host of people. You just can't thank everyone for the great work they've done to help us on that, and particularly our own guys up there.
Are you going to have any challenges in keeping that supply of water continual and uplifted all the time?
Well, we do have challenges, and we've got crews that we've got some guys that have come up from Geraldton, and they'll be on standby, and we're working over Christmas and New Year period, and even our own guys up there are we're hoping they can get a good break over Christmas. But we're keeping a pretty close eye on things, and with the water still moving around and the damp ground with large pipes, you get movement, and that can create issues for us. But we've got those under surveillance and monitoring and keeping it under control, which is good.
And Hugh, you're still asking the good people of Carnarvon and the Gascoyne to monitor their drinking water and water usage?
Yeah, certainly. What we're asking is that certainly use it for internal uses, but only essentially outside purposes. So what that really means is that they can use the water internally for drinking, cooking, personal hygiene, short showers, cleaning and toilet flushing. And if they really have some essential laundry they have to do, then by all means use the washing machine. But we're asking people not to wash down vehicles at this time.